This is Chris Johnson, and I do not have TikTok. I don't give a shit about TikTok. I know what it is. I'm not that fucking clueless. I have a fucking general idea of it, but I don't have it. I mean, there's a couple of reasons for that. One, I'm 40. Two, I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? How many fucking social media apps does my fucking ass need? I'm not social. I fucking hate people. I don't really want to fucking talk to anybody. I'm already on fucking Facebook, Twitter, and fucking Instagram. I can't fucking, I don't have any room for fucking TikTok in my fucking world. What am I going to do if I download a fucking app? I got three other fucking apps where I can browse around and look at fucking bullshit all fucking day. And if you go on like other sites, I mean, they're just going to fucking post TikTok shit anyway. So if there's a fucking video of a cat doing something fucking hilarious, I'll fucking watch that shit anyway. All this shit's the same. All these goddamn sites are the same. It's like Facebook comes out and then they're like, hey, wait a minute. What if we have a fucking site that's like Facebook, but you can't write posts that are quite as long? We'll call it fucking Twitter. And then it's like, oh, what the fuck is this? And they're like, wait a second. What if we just created a fucking site where you could just fucking post pictures? Let's call that shit Instagram. God damn it. Stop fucking splintering this shit. And they're like, wait a second. What if there's a site that we could just do fucking videos and we'll fucking call it TikTok and the fucking Chinese will run it and they'll steal all your fucking data? And everybody's like, well, fucking sign me up for that shit. I don't really give a shit if the Chinese steal my fucking data. Like, who the fuck am I? Like, everybody's always like worried about like their shit getting stolen. You can steal all Chris Johnson stuff. I got no fucking secrets. I don't have any fucking money. You know what I mean? I'm just a fucking bum. What are you gonna fucking get from my fucking ass? I am an insignificant asshole. Nobody gives a shit about me. But here's how TikTok comes up. I'm gonna tell you what I do. And I've been doing this shit for years. And oddly enough, like, I've met people over the years who think what I'm about to tell you is, like, really fucking scandalous. Like a breach of trust or, like, an invasion of privacy or some such shit. Now, those people are fucking morons. But, like, I'm just telling you, there's different views on this. If I meet somebody, like, at work or some shit. Actually, just at work, because I don't fucking meet anybody anywhere else. Because I don't fucking go anywhere. I don't give a fuck. But anyway, if I work with somebody and I'm introduced to, like, a new coworker, I automatically Google that motherfucker. I Google them. I'll fucking go on every fucking social media site. I'll put their fucking name in. I'm gonna try to mine as much information as possible about this fuck. For no real particular reason. I just want to know who the fuck I might be dealing with. What if they're fucking crazy? There was one time when I was in like this voice class that my agent was holding where some fucking maniac came in. I actually wasn't here when the maniac came in, but like he was just some asshole who thought he was like this big fucking superstar, but he was just a dipshit fuck. And he made all these like weird videos of himself like under the sheets and shit. Not fucking, but like he'd poke holes in sheets and pretend he was a fucking alien. I don't know. He was a weird fucking asshole. But anyway, I saw those videos and I was glad I fucking saw those videos because like, motherfucker, if I meet this guy in public, I gotta know, like, don't get too close to this fucking asshole. Well, I did that at a job. I'm not gonna say which job. I did that at a job and I found one of my coworkers. I'm not gonna say current, former. I found their fucking TikTok page and it sucked, and I also can't stop looking at it because it's fucking atrocious. It's horrible. It's like a fucking mishmash of like them dancing around like a fucking asshole and like singing covers of songs. And I don't really think it's good, but it's like, I gotta listen to just a little bit of it and be like, oh, I gotta turn that off. You know what I'm talking about? Okay, I'm gonna click on this, I'm gonna listen to 3 seconds, and as soon as they try to hit like a note, like, oh, I can't listen to this anymore. The type of shit where like, if I was watching it and somebody walked into the room, I'd like get it off real fast, like it was porn. Like somebody just whipped their dick out or something. Oh, you don't pay attention to what the fuck I'm doing here. Like, it's that bad. It's that fucking cringe. But at the same time, I find myself stumbling back to that fucking page every now and then. And I forget about it too, because I don't really give a shit about this person, but like, you know how like you do like a search, a website search, and like all the stuff saves in your, you know, I don't clear out my browsing history or anything like that. So every now and then I'll be searching for something and like I'll start typing something in and then the fucking TikTok thing will come up. I'm like, I wonder if there's fucking new shit there. Just take 5 minutes. Take a look at the new videos. Take 5 minutes, would you please? That happened the other day. Like I haven't been there for a long time and I'm fucking looking at it and there's like a couple new videos and I'm clicking. Feeling a little dirty about it, like looking around, like looking at the cast, like don't look away, assholes. You don't want to see this shit. And this person was like talking about like their recent relationships. And they're in like their late 20s or early 30s or some shit. They're younger than I am. And they're like fucking going down the list of like all the people that they used to date, or I don't know if they're currently dating them. I don't really understand what the fucking point of this fucking video was. But what I fucking noticed was there were like fucking 10 people and then they were like leaving some people on the shelf that they didn't talk about. How the fuck have you dated that many fucking people? I know I'm a fucking anomaly, never really dating anybody, but I was in a relationship for 14 and a half years. So that took me out of the game for a while. Now, I haven't done jack shit in the 7 years or 7.5 years, however fucking long it's been since I've been single. But I still think like when I see somebody like that many relationships, you got like a new side piece like every 6 months. I can't even fathom like meeting that many people over that time span. And not only meeting them, but like you're living with some of them, you're fucking them, I'm assuming. You're like going places together. And there's like, oh, this rating scale. Like, this person was a 7 out of 10. Why the fuck aren't you dating him? This person was an 8.5 out of 10. Why the fuck aren't you still together? What the fuck is happening here? I've never ended any relationship ever. Motherfucker, I barely had to turn anybody down. You know how many people I've turned down in my time? One. I was a crazy fucking drunk maniac who got stoned and like sent me videos of them singing. And then we're like, hey, you want to get a coffee sometime? Are you out of your fucking mind? No, you're nuts. Can I say something too about that? Here's how we responded. They were like, hey, let's get a coffee sometime or some shit. And I said, no, thank you. I'm not interested. And I've told people that story. And they're like, you know what, man? You could have been a little more sensitive. I could have been more fucking sensitive. What the fuck am I supposed to say? Well, you could have let her down a little bit easier. Well, how the fuck? God damn it. I wasn't a dick. I said, no, thank you. I'm not interested. Everybody I tell that story to is like, you said what? They react as if I said fuck off or something. Listen, you tell me what the fuck I was supposed to say there. Anyway, I can't stop watching these fucking videos. I don't know how people have so many relationships. It stresses me the fuck out. I'm not even involved. I'm going to keep looking at shit. Maybe I'm even looking at your shit. You got social media out there? I'll fucking find it. Why don't we back Sundays and Wednesdays? Podbean's the host of the cast. Every episode is there. I'm also on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio. Wherever the fuck else you want it. Twitter, Johnson Hates You. Facebook, right in my fucking timeline. And on Instagram, photos, videos, me, all me. That's right. And maybe 5 minutes.